Firstly, the resurrection of Jesus affirms his divinity. It affirms his divinity. Jesus is not just a good man or a wise teacher. He is God incarnate, the second person of the Trinity. His resurrection is a testament to his divine nature. It is God alone who has the power over life and death. And by rising from the dead, Jesus demonstrates that he is indeed God. So his resurrection affirms his divinity. He is God. Secondly, the resurrection of Jesus validates his teachings. Throughout his ministry, Jesus made all kinds of claims, claims about himself, about God, about the kingdom of God, of heaven. He claimed to be the Son of God, the Messiah, the Saviour of the world. He spoke of God's love, of his mercy, of his justice, and he promised eternal life to those who would believe in him. All of these claims would be meaningless if Jesus was still in the grave. By rising from the dead, Jesus proves that his words are true, they are trustworthy. You can depend upon Jesus' words. The resurrection of Jesus validates his teaching. Thirdly, the resurrection of Jesus provides hope for humanity. Death is a reality that we must all face. At some point, every one of us will consider death head on. It's a consequence of our sin. It's a reminder of our mortality. But the resurrection of Jesus gives us hope. A joyful hope. It assures us that death is not the end, that there is life beyond the grave. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we too can look forward to our own resurrection. We too can have the hope of eternal life. And many of you are looking forward to your own resurrection in its fullness. Fourthly, the resurrection of Jesus empowers his followers. Before his death, Jesus promised his disciples that he would send the Holy Spirit to them, to be with them. After his resurrection, Jesus fulfilled that promise. He breathed on his disciples and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And that same power, we are told, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is now available to us, his followers. It is the power that enables us to live a life that is pleasing to God. It is this power that equips us to be his witnesses in this world. This power transforms us. And so as we reflect on these truths, let us not just marvel at the empty tomb. Let us also marvel at the risen Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us not just celebrate the resurrection. Let us also embrace its implications for our lives. Let us not just proclaim the good news. Let's also live it out in our daily lives. The resurrection of Jesus is a life-changing reality. It is a truth that transforms us, empowers us, and gives us hope. It is a truth that we must hold on to, a truth that we must live out, a truth that we must share with others, a truth that we don't just believe, we understand, but appropriate. And so the first thing we need to do is that understand that the resurrection of Jesus calls us to a personal response. Knowing about the resurrection of Jesus calls us to a personal response. It's not enough to merely acknowledge the resurrection as a historical event. or even to celebrate it as a religious holiday. The resurrection demands a personal response from each one of us. It calls us to believe in Jesus, to trust in his saving work on the cross and his victory over death. As Jesus, you recall, he had a conversation with Martha. And this is following the death of Lazarus. And he said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Do you believe this, Martha? Jesus asked the very same question of each one of us today. Do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? And it demands a personal response from us. See, the resurrection also calls us to a life of transformation. When we truly understand and believe in the resurrection, it changes us from the inside out. And most of you have experienced this. It transforms our hearts, our minds, our attitudes, our actions, our priorities, our relationships. It transforms our entire lives. We no longer do what we once did or want to do what we once wanted to do. The resurrection gives us a new identity in Christ, a new purpose in life, a new hope for the future, and a new power to live a godly life. We are transformed and being transformed. C.S. Lewis once said, "The Christian does not think God will love us because we are good, but that God will make us good because he loves us." We don't think that God will love us because we're good, good enough, but we understand that God makes us good because he loves us. This is the transformative power of the resurrection. It's not about us trying to be good enough for God, but about God making us new, making us like Jesus, making us alive in Christ, as we were thinking about on Good Friday. Alive in Christ. We're no longer dead because of his great love for us. The power of the resurrection transforms us. And the resurrection also calls us to a life of mission. The resurrection is not just good news for us, but it's for the whole world. It's not just about our personal salvation, but about God's plan to redeem the whole world. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation. The resurrection compels us to share the good news of Jesus with others, to make disciples of all nations, to be salt and light in his world, to love our neighbours as ourselves, to seek justice, to love mercy, to walk humbly with our God. As Peter said in our reading that Tim brought to us, right at the beginning of that reading, "I now realise how true it is that God does not show favouritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right." God shows no favouritism, but loves all. And finally, the resurrection of Jesus calls us to a life of hope. And it's a joy-filled hope. The resurrection is the ultimate proof of God's power, of God's love, God's faithfulness. It assures us, I trust it assures you, that God is in control. He is in control. And that God's promises are true, and that God's purposes will prevail. No question about that. The resurrection gives us hope in the midst of our trials that we face, hope in the face of death, and hope for the future in spite of the chaos in this world that we see around us. We can trust God, and the resurrection assures us that we can trust in our God. So how will you respond to the resurrection? Will you believe in Jesus? Will you surrender your life to him? Will you allow him to transform you? Will you join in his mission into the world? Will you live in the hope of the resurrection? Well, the choice is yours. But remember, the resurrection is not just a fact to believe, but a truth to live by, to appropriate into our lives. It's not just about what Jesus did, but about what he wants to do in and through you. The resurrection is as much about what he wants to do in your life today. So Jesus' resurrection was not just some historical event, but a reality that has the power to transform our lives today. Praise God. Because of the resurrection, we have hope amidst despair. We have strength amidst weakness. We have life amidst death. Praise God.